this activity is a cooperation between lots of different partners, and hopefully after my presentation you'll get a clearer view on how those different partners are there. But why does Salto Inclusion want to focus on cities, as you can see? Well, cities, also if you look around, that's where they actually stack people together. So it's a bit of a miserable place. Many people in small setting, small place, so you get this kind of ideas. It's also a place where everybody just goes, yeah? It's the multicultural melting pot, as they say, with all the sometimes challenges that brings with it. So as you can see on this picture also. Yes, cities, not everybody apparently is on board in cities. Some people are dropped out, and you can also see that there are quite some not so nice places in cities. And then a few years ago already, and every year it comes in the news again, then there's the young people that seem to have a party. And for example, in the banlieues in France, they tend to do competitions in burning as many cars as possible, so that now, to the extent that the police cannot even mention anymore the numbers of cars in the newspapers or in their reports, because otherwise there's even more competition. And then, as Susie already mentioned, last year in summer there were the riots here in Birmingham. So obviously, urban settings, there is something to do about that. But wait a minute, that was a bit of a negative picture, wasn't it? So maybe what we want to do with Salto Inclusion is to have a look at it in a different way and zoom in on some of the maybe nicer things. So this could be employment, employability. So yes, what do we do about work in urban settings? Or it's about sports, yeah, or fashion. Yeah. So some of the shoes I'm very amazed about that they do exist. I don't know who is in fan of Eurovision, but this could be a Eurovision thing, so about music and arts and, yeah. Also, recycling, why not focus on recycling? Yeah. Or other expressions of art, so there's lovely murals in all of the cities. It could be about multicultural cuisine, yeah, so eat something different than always the same things, and it's very tasteful. Or it could be about relationships. That also happens in cities, of course. Or maybe international communication, media projects, etc. So I think what I'm trying to say in a funny way, or maybe funny way, is that it is what you focus on. And with this seminar, we wanted to focus on solutions or zooming in on the nice things that also happen in the cities and that youth work sometimes makes possible in cities. So that's why Salto Inclusion, with different partners actually, set up this urban youth strategy. So for the next 2 years, till the end of the Youth in Action program, Salto Inclusion will be working on this topic and drawing different strings. Yeah. As you can see, there's a little European flag there. That is because Salto Inclusion is one of the 8 resource centers, and like also the Cultural Diversity Resource Center, that supports different priority topics within the Youth in Action project program. So Youth in Action is a European pot of money, for those that don't know it, to support out-of-school leisure time youth work, yeah, international projects or sometimes also local projects. But in there, the Salto centers, they are trying to also make things possible for specific groups, like inclusion groups. What are we going to do in those 2 years? So that's the full picture. We are based in Brussels, as you can see. That's the Atomium, for those that didn't visit it. It's an iron molecule magnified, I don't know how many billion times. Anyway, that's not important.
Tell us more about it.
Yeah. So one of the pillars, what we thought is, yeah, we first need to know what it is actually about. Yeah. So that's why we have found Bob and Ed, who are researchers and who are going to look for us, like what actually already exists, because we don't start from zero. So many things have happened already before, and already from doing the round, I think we realize that, yes, there are already many things. So that's why they're here to come and capture many of your ideas as well. So, and this will lead you to a publication, like we did one as well on employability. And it gives a bit like, what are the things that work and what are the things that don't seem to work so much? So this is the one about employability, which Ian did last year or 2 years ago, I think, yeah. And a similar kind of research report will come out of that based on all the findings and all the ideas that they capture in different places. So knowing, then you can have interventions with more knowledge of the situation, yeah. This is also a very important central element of our strategy, is bringing people together who are working in different corners of Europe, because maybe it is a bit different in different corners of Europe, or maybe you are working with specific groups of people. I heard disability, I heard interfaith, so maybe it needs different approaches for those different groups. And that's why also Magda is there. This will be a first step to have done a Polish follow-up, whether that's then more specialized training or whatever, that we will see then based on all the research and things like that. A few other elements in the strategy, good practices, Salto Inclusion collect good practices, and this year we will focus on urban good practices, so the project visits that we will do, we will capture the ideas, make them available online. Also, some of the people that are showcasing, we will also extract that and make it available, because that's the whole thing. Don't start from zero. So many things exist, so why not spread? We are already doing a long-term training course, more on the practical level, for youth workers. Youth workers, how can they do projects in a more effective way, efficient way? So it's a long-term training course that we're doing together with the Hungarian and the French National Agency. Youth and the City is one of the publications about how to use these international youth and action projects for your urban areas. So how can you do something with an international project for your organization and create links across Europe? So a practical booklet with examples, etc. We're going to update that. It did already exist, but we ran out. Otherwise, we would have put it in your welcome packs, but there will be a new one. And again, we might contact some of you to have some of your great ideas for that. It's all very nice to have this Youth in Action program, and they should be working on inclusion, and preferably also a bit on having an eye on the urban issues. But then if they don't know about how to do that, etc., then it's a bit difficult. So we also had a training session for the officers who are responsible for inclusion in the different national agencies. So to make the picture complete. And then last but not least, and that's sort of an initiative of the Flemish Minister for Youth. He promised during the Belgian presidency that in 2013 there will be a big conference, meaning like 400, 500 youth workers and people with the profiles like you, in Belgium in 2013, bringing all these things together. So based on the research that we're doing, but also again inviting stakeholders like you, but also policymakers, and leading into a policy document that should go through all the European councils, etc., to hopefully make life a bit easier for you and your young people in urban situations. So you're all invited for that conference to apply, of course, and then we'll have to see how we do practically. But that would be the end of our two-year approach, and then hopefully we get things going. So that's a bit about Salto